Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this? Dada.
Those guys still are expected to defend at a certain level, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, you mentioned Karl Anthony Towns. The defense that he's playing on Victor Wembanyama in this series is fucking incredible, you know? Yeah. And I watched game two. They just played game three, right? I watched game two with a Minnesota Timberwolves fan. And he was watching Kat play against Wemby in that game. And I sensed a little bit of bitterness there.
I was going to say, like, that's got to be like psychosis inducing. He's like not committing dumb fouls. And, you know.
Yeah. He was watching. He was like, where was that? You know? And so, like, I see, and this happens every time that we say anything whatsoever about Austin. But, like, Godbody over here is like, oh, so everyone else is the Austin and Luke and AR can't guard. It's like, no, moron, we're trying to, like, have a little bit of nuance here where it's like, I understand that those guys are both limited defenders. And in order to be for the Lakers to have the kind of defense that allows them to compete for a championship, both Austin and Luka need to work their actual asses off defensively so that they aren't the kinds of, you know, weak spots in the Lakers defense that stops the Lakers from competing at that level. Like, we always know, like, what a defense looks like when it hits that ceiling, because it's usually really easy to identify why it hit that ceiling. Those old Phoenix Suns teams kept, like, now they had an extraordinarily bad luck, but also, like, whenever teams would just do whatever they could to put Steve Nash into bad spots, there just wasn't much for those Phoenix Suns teams that they could potentially be able to do there, because they were built like a Ferrari and there just wasn't like the muscle to make up for Steve Nash's defensive liabilities. And what I'm saying is that the Lakers can't afford to make that same mistake here with Luka and Austin, where, you know, last year, basically JJ Redick at one point just decided, you know what, we're going all offense, that this is the only way that we could see ourselves keeping up with OKC. And the reason that OKC swept them out of the playoffs was because the Lakers, like, that's not a sustainable, that's not a viable approach to competing with OKC. You need to be able to defend. You need to get stops. You need to get rebounds. And both Luka and Austin, I am granting, need to be better defensively so that the Lakers have a chance at doing those things. I'm more making the point that if the Lakers are going to be the championship contender that we hope that they're going to be, they need to take into account that they are building a roster with those two guys as starting points. And by the way, it's also altogether possible that they'll try that this summer and they'll arrive at the trade deadline, or they'll go 1 year with those guys as like the headliners of their roster. And they might adjust and say, all right, that didn't work last year. It's now time to alter course. And this is where Austin's contract does become really important. And the figure that he signs at this summer and the structure of that contract does become critical, is so that if and when the Lakers do alter course on Luka and Austin as a pairing, that they can move Austin without having to trade him at a loss. You know, those are all of the aspects of this conversation that are going to take place, not just right now. Like, I saw somebody picked up on our bit here, Harrison, on Twitter, who was saying, like, oh, another definitive conversation about Austin Reaves. Yes, that's the joke. The joke is that we know that it isn't definitive. We're going to keep on coming back to this over the course of not just this season, but years plural down the road.
We're just saying no one else is allowed to talk about it besides us. Yeah, we're the only one that you need whenever we decide to do it.
And if anybody else has this conversation, we will send Miles, our lounge lawyer, after them to let them know that they can't do that.
I'm just going to issue a warrant. Maybe I shouldn't do this to someone who's ostensibly a coworker, but I'm going to do it anyway. Jovan, you have a conversation about Austin Reaves. I'm making up reports and I'm saying via at Jovan Buha. You could deal with that on Twitter.
Via Jovan Buha.
It's like I'm gonna tweet out, like, you know, sources say that LeBron invited all the Lakers to his birthday party and none of them came, via at Jovan Buha.
No, what was the one that like was completely misaggregated the other day?
Oh, I like thought you were gonna say Lakers... that actually did happen to Chris Paul with his Halloween party, with the Clippers, but.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
No, but like the other day or like last week or something like that, there was that.
Yeah, there was that. They said that. Well, first of all, they aggregated him saying that the Lakers would prioritize Austin over LeBron. And he was like speaking in the sense of like an offseason hypothetical of like how he envisions their offseason going. So like he wasn't necessarily reporting, but I mean, that report's not wrong. The Lakers they've been doing that all year.
Yeah, I don't know. But like it was still, I understand why Jovan was annoyed about it. But just so you know, Jovan, if you have another one of these Austin Reaves conversations,
I could be way more annoying than that, Jovan.
I kind of want that to just be like your ringtone when you like when you send me a text. It's just you saying, I could be way more annoying than that. But yeah, I don't know, like the Austin, the Luka Austin pairing I hate whittling it down to like, can it work? And I'm not going to do the thing where it's like, I hate doing that, and then let's do it anyway. But because I think we both think it can. Now, can they be the best and second best players on a championship? I don't think so. I don't think that, like, but that to me, if the definition of Luka and Austin, quote unquote, working is being the best and second best players on a championship team, then I think that is far too narrow a definition, because you look at all of the best and second best players on these teams, and there's at least like one former number one overall pick, and there's, you know, another like high lottery pick. The only outlier here is probably like Jalen Brunson, who went what, like 33rd. But like the second best player on that team is Karl Anthony Towns, who went first overall. You know, you look at the Spurs and you have the two best players on that team are Victor Wembanyama and like Dylan Harper, I guess, you know, and both of those guys are high lottery picks. So like
one and two,
I think if we're going to have like, if we're going to have this conversation about like, can Luka and Austin work? I think we need to widen the scope. And now it kind of depends on what number Austin signs at, because that kind of forces us into that conversation. But I think that like, can those guys work? I think they can, but I think, you know, the Lakers, like I reported this morning that the Lakers are working out this guy, Jamichael Stilwell. And, you know, you look at the way that he profiles, he's like Vando, right? He's this like 6'8 forward, can't really shoot a bunch.
I was just thinking the Lakers need another Vando.
Yeah. But like, you know, Raj and I had to
bring him in just so that JJ can like cuss at him in the workouts and like get, you know, get it out of his system.
Do you think like it, when he like walks into the facility, Evando is also there working out? They're like actual Spider-Man memeing.
Yeah.
But like the reason that I found that interesting though is because like the Lakers have identified physicality, length, athleticism as a real need. That's why you bring somebody in like that, even though he is limited as a shooter, you still bring in that kind of athlete. And the hope is that you can do something, you can do more than the Lakers have done over recent years to turn that player into somebody who is more playable than Vando has been, while he has gotten worse on offense over the years. And so that's like
the Tierra idea too, right? Like this is clearly an archetype that they've, you know, that they've flagged as, hey, we don't necessarily have to hit on all of these like athletic gambles, but we need to take a couple of them to see if maybe one of them can turn into, you know, a guy that ends up being like a real like wing asset next to our two sort of defensively challenged guys.
Right. Right. And, you know, we know that the Lakers are building out their infrastructure, and hopefully a big part of their infrastructure is we need to, you know, do a lot more, play a lot more active a role in developing players than we have over the last few years, where it's been
hopefully
like,
JJ's almost done programming that app. That's what I'm hoping for
one day.
Was just going to circle back really quickly to the point that you made about the how to evaluate Luka and Austin. And, you know, something that you said that I want to hit on, it is, you know, you said that it's like not totally fair to judge them by whether or not that could be like a title winning, you know, duo or whatever. But at the same time, I think we would be remiss if we pretended like that's not what anyone cares about. Whether or not those two can win a title together. It's like, yeah, like we can sit here and sort of be the blog boys and be like, well, you know, like, you know, the nuance is that only one team can win a title each year. And so evaluating by that is going to lead you to these false dichotomies and, you know, whatever. But it's like, ultimately people only care if they feel like their guys like can actually, if you think that those two guys can actually be that. And I do think that a lot of that just depends, like, okay, you know, like all of this stuff, it's like, okay, tell me who the 3, 4, and 5 best players are. because if they're, you know, like basically like it's the situation the Lakers had last year where it's, you know, regular season LeBron and Rui and DeAndre Ayton, then no, I don't think that they can, you know, win a title like that necessarily. But if, you know, if you're 3, 4, and 5 are, you know, again, just to go back to the Knicks example, are OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, and Josh Hart. Like, I do think that that's like all of a sudden a lineup that you can win with those guys. I mean, probably not those exact guys. You need a center, but like if it's those level of guys, then, you know, you have like a guy like Mitchell Robinson as your 6th best player. Like, you know, again, it's about that depth and building out like the guys that can paper over some of their weaknesses while having their own weaknesses papered over by how good Luka and Austin are as creators, and sort of everyone becomes better than the sum of their parts. That's the only way that this is going to work. It's not going to be, hey, the Lakers clearly have the best two players in every single series. It's going to be the Lakers have, you know, it's the opposite of the 2020 Lakers where it's like, can the Lakers have the best, like, you know, maybe they don't have the best two guys, but they have like, you know, 5 of the best 8 guys.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Right. Well, it's like, yeah, I think that's a perfect way to kind of compare and contrast the way that these teams are going to be put together, where LeBron and AD, that 2019-2020 season, we're so much better than everybody else as a duo that the Lakers had so much margin for error.
I still think about that playoff run sometimes, how much fun it was just like knowing that it's like you and I would be doing these preview pods and it's like, did these other people even watch the Lakers this year? Like, it's like, there's no way, like there are people picking the Rockets. What? Like,
remember the Blazers were the greatest 8 seed of all time.
I was like, are you serious? Like, that one was, I'm convinced that was a psyop designed to specifically just troll me, the way that people were talking about Dame going into that series. Like,
but like, oh God, all of that. I made so much money off of that run just because there were so many like quote unquote experts that were, you know, taking the whoever the other team was, like Miami, remember, like people were like, you know, this and that. And then Miami winds up
losing. Is AD really better than Bam Adebayo? Like, yes. Yes, he is. He is much better than Bam Adebayo.
But so like that construct. Now, it also helped that, you know, in that case, the Lakers had an up and coming Alex Caruso and Kuz was still like a serious basketball player, and Danny Green was a productive wing as well, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was an underrated, like they also happened to be surrounded by like a almost like the perfect supporting cast. But LeBron and AD kind of like turned those guys into the perfect supporting cast because LeBron and AD were just so damn good.
Nobody going into that year was like, man, KCP is the exact kind of 3-and-D wing I would love for my team to have. Or like, nobody was arguing the summer before, like, hey, go pick up Alex Caruso, you know, go put in like a big bid for him or whatever. It's like LeBron and AD helped those guys paper over their very real flaws and become again, it was like a better than the sum of their parts team.
Yeah. Because and they fit and so well together. Like, I don't think Luka and Austin as a pair are going to have that same impact on
Luka can. I don't think Austin can. Austin's not that level of guy.
No, No, but I'm saying that like the margin for error building around Luka and Austin is significantly lower than like the margin for error.
Yeah.
And again, you're talking about LeBron James, who is either the best or second best player ever. And he was still at damn near the peak of his powers. And you had Anthony Davis, who was one of the most highly touted prospects that the league has ever had coming in. And he was at basically like the peak of his powers. And like, yeah, that pairing is going to give you more margin for error than Luka and Austin are going to coming into the season. And now look, also, Austin is going to make significantly less, relatively speaking, than Anthony Davis did as the second highest paid player on that team, you know? And that means that you do have to use whatever is the, you know, that gap, you know, $20, $30 million between Anthony Davis's max and Austin's max. And I still don't even think Austin is going to sign at his max.
And it means you need a better third best guy than like Danny Green, which all due respect to Danny Green, that feels achievable to me. I think you can get a better third best guy next to those two guys than Danny Green.
Yeah. Hopefully it's Giannis. All right, let's go and dive. We actually got quite a few of these over the course of the show, so let's play the most important sound on the show. The first super comment that we got over the course of it was from Greenlight Transport 8320, who writes, Ayu Dosunmu at 15 million or AR at 48 million? Well, first and foremost, Dosunmu is probably going to sign it something closer to 20, and AR, I think, is probably going to sign it something closer to, you know, mid 30s. So that, but I do think for all intents and purposes,
but if we're strictly looking at this hypothetical, I think I have to say Ayo in that case.
Yeah, I also like Ayo's fit next to Luka quite a bit, you know, in terms of a better athlete, defends better. I think he actually shot better from 3-point range this year than Austin did, which that can't happen again. Like if Austin and Luka are going to be a tandem, Austin needs to shoot significantly better. Honestly, Dosunmu is somebody who I would like to see the Lakers sign with or without Austin. Like if they're gonna,
you're saying why not both
the rights? Yeah, like if you're going to renounce the rights on LeBron and you're going to renounce your bird rights on Rui, then I could find worse uses of their cap space than Dosunmu at $20-ish million a year, you know, and he becomes like your third backcourt mate there, and then maybe you have like a bigger wing and whoever your center is going to be. Like I'd be thrilled if Dosunmu was on the Lakers next year. I don't think Minnesota is going to let him get away. Like I think no matter what number any other team comes in at, Minnesota signs Dosunmu to $1 more than that and then figures out what they have to do with Randall or Naz or Gobert. And this is all separate from the Giannis conversation that they're having internally as well. So, but Dosunmu, I want a Dosunmu at the deadline. And, you know,
yeah, like if they get Giannis, I think Dosunmu's gone, you know?
Yeah, well, I think if they get Giannis, they probably sign Dosunmu, but like Gobert is
great. Other guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see the next one here. Drip Show, thank you for gifting a lounge membership. I don't know who you gifted that to, but have at it, everybody. Let's run UNLV writes. What's the walkaway number?
If he gave it to Godbody, he's just like, now you have to get notifications every time these two guys that you hate go live.
For only specifically for Austin Reeves conversations. Let's run UNLV. What's the walkaway number for AR? Has to be somewhere below the 4177 number from Brooklyn. His salary can't keep us from building a roster
where he's our third or fourth best player? Do we trade him if we overpay? Well, one thing's for sure. I would like to see Austin's contract descend in value.
Yeah.
So that, you know, just in case after this year, Austin is still seen as a tradable commodity. Now, a walkaway number, I don't know, like that 1.8, I don't know. I probably wouldn't go too much higher than like 4 years, $200 million total for like the scope of the contract. Anything more than that, I would start to get a little sheepish.
Yeah.
But you know, or you know, maybe like a fifth year team.
Yeah, option. I mean, I start to get concerned anytime it's climbing like relative like a well above $40 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm with you. Let's see. The next one here, let's run UNLV. Hardballing LeBron, do it with AR2. Don't fold. Well, I will say this. I do think that Rob has taken a harder line on some of these negotiations than I think was anticipated. On LeBron's number, on Austin's number, on Rui's number, like I think Rob has really kind of buckled in to know my job is writing on what this offseason looks like, and there is kind of more of a fight for some of the numbers that are signed on the dotted. Like if you they had traded for
just give like a mediocre guy like a veteran's minimum player option though, like just to like keep with trade. It's yeah. Like, you know, he hardballs every relevant player on the roster, but then he's like, you know, Jackson Hayes, you can have a player option.
Well, I think Jackson is going to sign for higher than people think so that the Lakers have another trade chip next year. But no, it'd be funny if they like brought Christian Wood back and gave him a player option.
I don't think any team's signing Christian Wood again. I think that's those days are probably over.
He went unsigned.
Yeah, I think like, you know, the other difference here with like hardballing LeBron versus hardballing Austin is going to have more options at the types of numbers he wants than LeBron necessarily will until it gets way lower than LeBron like really wants from anyone.
Yeah, the thing with LeBron that he is running into, and it's exactly what we've kind of told you he was going to run into coming into this offseason, is that like he wants to play for only a select number of teams for his last couple of years. He wants to vie for a championship with those teams over the next couple of years. He wants to still make a reasonable enough number that it isn't like insulting for any of those teams. Like threading that needle for LeBron is a lot trickier than Austin's desire, which is like, yeah, I want a significant pay increase off of last year when he was well below market value, and he wants to win. And so like, you know, by way of having fewer boxes that he has to check, you know, his offseason is a lot, it's a lot easier to see him arriving at the destination he's kind of looking for. And because also, of that, like, the Lakers have to be more careful about like, you know, handling his situation.
Also, Austin's probably willing to play in Memphis. So, you know, that just opens up definitionally like one more suitor than LeBron has.
I don't know why like LeBron has been going after Memphis. It's like one of the weirder.
Yeah. It's like, dude, by the time they move to Nashville anyway, you're going to be retired. There's not like, it's not like you're going to be staying there.
Right. Yeah.
Really likes country music. LeBron just wants him to be able to have a good time on the road, go to those like, you know, country bars in Nashville.
I haven't seen a situation like this in a while where people are just so openly talking about, like, I really feel bad for the city of Memphis first and foremost, but I don't recall very many situations like this in the past where it was so out there that a team is eventually going to relocate.
I mean, ironically, like probably Vancouver. was like one of the ones where it was most like that. I mean, there wasn't the internet then, so it was probably like less openly talked about. But I would imagine that was probably a pretty open circle, secret in NBA circles, given that they moved after what? Like they moved after their second year?
Man, that was such a cool NBA city.
It was probably out there. I'm saying that it's like, hey, this isn't really working if they move that quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that like they moved as quickly as they did and then just kept all of the branding.
Yeah.
They're like, there's Grizzlies in Memphis.
You know, as a child, I genuinely thought that there must have been Grizzlies in Memphis. I was like, oh, I guess they have Bears there.
It was just Marc Gasol.
Yeah.
That was.
People kept seeing him like Bigfoot in the forest.
He's like even
young, like young Bigfoot. Hairy Marc Gasol. He was like, he was climbing in trees.
Young Harry Marc Gasol. All right. That is going to do it here for this episode of the Lakers Lounge. This latest definitive episode of Austin Reeves coverage. If anybody else has any similar kind of episode, excluding ourselves, obviously, then get ready to hear from our lawyers, which is like some combination of Avery and Miles. And
well,
some adorable,
also, again,
like, cease and desist.
I don't need to remind you, you know, Jovan, if you talk about Austin again this offseason, I will make up reports and say via at Jovan Blue. I have Twitter Blue. They will go far. You know, it's just question who you're messing with. Do I seem like someone committed to professional integrity? I'm just saying, you know.
Actually, that's where this does hit that snag.
No.
You care more than you let on.
No. When I was blogging, I cared. I now I'll tweet whatever. It's
you're a made man.
Yeah,
I'm good. You've been walked into that room and you walked out alive.
Yeah, no. Well, they shot me, but I'm still you know around, and that's why I send more unhinged tweets now. It's like the brain damage.
You've had some phenomenal one-liners in this one.
Yeah.
Eat more. It's the brain damage. All right. Have a great rest of your days, everybody. Make somebody else's. And I'll go ahead and say it. Trevor and I will be back here tomorrow. So tune in, subscribe, rate, review, like, all that good stuff. See you.
Bye, everyone.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?